Chapter 3. Your Wife is Not the Enemy. It was a perfect vacation. The mountains were breathtaking, the ski conditions perfect, the food was fabulous, and the evenings by the fire romantic. We acted like two sweethearts holding hands, laughing at private jokes, and stealing kisses on the ski lift. I'll love this man forever, I thought, as I thank God for giving me such an amazing husband. Scene change. It started out as a great vacation. A house on the beach with our closest friends. Our kids were having a blast. We'd brought sitters along and were excited about adults' night out at nice restaurants. The weather was perfect, and before long, we were all sporting golden tans. Then a misunderstanding between Art and me ended in hurt feelings and cold silence. Summer romance was down the tube, and Art was down the hall, sleeping away from me. Why is he so insensitive and mean? I cried myself to sleep, asking God what I did to deserve this kind of marriage. Will the real Turkhurst marriage please come forward? I'll love him forever, or why is he so insensitive and mean? Which story best exemplifies our marriage? Both. We've experienced times of oneness where we seem to understand what makes one another tick, and other times of isolation where all we seem to do is tick one another off. The most important lesson we've learned in our years of marriage is that we are not each other's enemies. At times, we've hurt one another deeply because I saw him as my enemy and he saw me as his, but we were deceived. Understanding this deception and discovering the real enemy has helped transform our marriage. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 12 says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms." Satan's attacks cause the troubles we face in our relationships, not each other. But if we are willing to plug into God's power source, we will be able to stand against Satan's attacks. It is vital to be